13th chapter of the book of St. Matthew. I'm going to read a few verses. Then we're going to read a few verses out of the 25th chapter of the book, St. Matthew. Then I'm going to read a few verses out of the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation and the 17th chapter, if I can find it. And I may read some out of Zechariah. And I may not. Strange sometimes how the Lord works, or how the Lord gives you things or he don't give you things. I don't know. That's okay. I don't know, but I believe he does. Don't you? We're on a journey. And it's got a good ending to it. You say, preachers, I don't know about all that. You ought to know. You ought to be able to know. You just bear with us. 33rd verse, 13th chapter. And I'm just going to be honest with you. A lot of people don't like the quietness, but sometimes I love it. Sometimes I don't like it. And there's difference. Me and my English ain't too good. But they are some different circumstances. They most certainly are. We sang that song, "There are times I'd like to be just all alone with my Lord." There's times. There is. What I'm going to read don't have a whole lot to do with what I'm going to say, I don't think. You might think, in one sense it does, but it doesn't. I don't. Anyway, I may not say anything. May not do anything. I keep thinking about a song that says, "I'm going through." Now, y'all sung very good tonight. You most certainly did. I'll just tell you, I thought it was very sweet. Thought it was very good. Not that you haven't before, but you did tonight. But you had your time to sing. Now, I'm going to sing. Now, and I don't mean that smart aleckly or anything like that. If I don't do nothing but just ramble tonight, I may just ramble. You say, "Preacher, that's strange." Well, I'm strange anyway. There's some strange, the Lord has done some strange things. He most certainly has. 33rd verse, 13th chapter, the book of St. Matthew. "And another parable spake he unto them, 'The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened.'" Till the whole was leavened. "All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables. And without a parable spake he not unto them. that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. 25th chapter. I believe it is. 25th. Going to break into this, and that's okay. Well, I ain't either. 31st verse. 25th chapter, 31st verse. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Revelation 13th chapter, I believe it is. I'll read several verses here. 13th, starting with the first verse. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. His feet were as the feet of a bear. His mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. 17th verse, chapter. I believe it is. 17th chapter. Start with the first verse. And there came one of the 7 angels which had the 7 vials and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither. I will shew unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit in the wilderness, into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. When they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom, the seven heads or seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. There are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is come, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, shall give their power unto the and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called the chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, The waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city, which reigneth over the kings of the earth. 18th chapter. I'm going to read you a couple of verses. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. And it's become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. I'll start right there. You can read on in that of the 18th chapter. You can read in again in this 17th chapter, the 13th, and well, just all the way through. But there's a lot of things that, brethren, that had happened or began or even was started, he said, from the foundation of the earth. From the foundation of the world. I'll get it right. Of the world. From the foundation of the world. He made mention in the book of Matthew, brethren, about that of the prophets, of what they had prophesied, and that it would be uttered through that of parables. He said, from the foundation of the world. And brethren, they wondered, them that come before the king, come before Jesus. He said, they wondered whose names were written in the book of life of the Lamb from the foundation of the world. From the foundation of the world. Now, there's some things, my friend, that God was going to do. And He is going to bring some things against His people for that they had done and not recognize that God was God and besides Him, there was no other. Yes, sir. Scripture teaches us, and I don't claim to know a whole lot, and I really don't. I can't go and do some of these things, my friend, and through some of these things, brethren, maybe verse for verse, but you give me several verses, and my friend, I can group them together. It just comes together for me in that manner, and there ain't a whole lot I can do about that, nor will. Do about that, but brethren, that great whore that sat upon the scarlet colored beast, brethren, was of great admiration unto John. John didn't know altogether what that whore was or that of the beast, either one. But my friend, it was one and the same of that of Mystery Babylon. Yes, it was. Brethren, the Bible says, and you go on down into the 18th chapter, I'm not going to be able to get around to everything that is seemingly I've got, but I'll give you what I can. Brethren, there's some things. There was a foundation that was set forth in the days of Zerubbabel. Thank God that was not an earthly foundation. No, sir. It was not an earthly foundation. It was a spiritual foundation. Yes, it was a spiritual foundation. I know you might say, preacher, I don't understand any of that. The truth of it is, my friend, you don't have to realize every little old word in here. But, brethren, you need to get the gist. You need to get the gist. This scripture, this word of God has always been about His Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, it has. Brethren, and those that are against that of Christ are what? An antichrist. Are they not? They was in John's day. Brethren, I believe they are today. I don't think it's changed. No, sir. There's some things in the scripture. I'm not going to be able to get anywhere near the things that I had. Thank God, but I'm going to give you something, brother, that'll help you make it through tonight. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's a lot of folks, my friend, won't have it, but that of the great whore and that of Mystery Babylon was none other than that of Jerusalem. Oh, yeah.
God's people. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, I won't have that. Right? You're going to have to, I'll just say, you're going to have to prove me wrong tonight. I'm not here, my friend, to say this or that. But brethren, you look down through these verses and you go back and see that, my friend, of the destruction that God brought upon Jerusalem for that of which they had allowed. And that of which they had done. He told them out of his own mouth one day, he said, you've done worse than the Gentile. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You've done worse than that of the Gentile. You might say, preacher, I don't understand. Well, I'll say this, the 18th chapter in the 4th verse, he said, he told them to come out of her. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her. Her sins had reached heaven, brother. And he said, double shall be her plagues and her judgment. Come out of her. That's what he said. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. I ain't telling you no fairy tale. Come out of her. He said that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Brethren, did he not give opportunity when he walked on the face of this earth? Did he not, brethren, preach to them? Did he not bring life unto them? Brethren, they didn't want him, my friend. Did they? He said, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Listen, they wouldn't nobody in this world, brethren, that God was interested in like he was his own people. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works. For what? In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. She hath made all men to drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Read it. Study it. Think about it. Brethren, these folks, my friend, that absolutely wound up in hell because they followed after her. Yes, sir. And her delicacies. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, I don't have to worry about that. I got news for you. We got folks doing the same thing today. Yes, we have. Yes, we have. I can't help it. I'll be a black sheep, my friend, but I'm just going to say it. Thank God these people today. Thanks Israel over yonder. Thank God is all there is. And they worshiping her. And they're sending everything they can to her. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. She's God's people. I'll tell you, the true Israel. The true Israel is God's people. The true Jew is God's people. Paul tells you. Paul, brethren, he had a problem over her. They thought just because he was a Jew, my friend, they had something. Brother, old Paul said, if you're going to boast in the flesh, he said, I've got somewhat to boast of. He said, being of the 8th stock of the house of Israel. Yes, sir. Of the Hebrew of the Hebrews. Listen, Brethren, he had just as much to claim as they did that away. More than a lot of them. Yes, sir. He said, but it's not a Jew that's Jewed outwardly. Huh? Brethren, something happened. There's a foundation started. You know that? Yes, sir. There's a foundation started. You go over to the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation, my friend, and you'll find 12 foundations. Yes, sir. And brethren, they ain't made out of the Old Testament. The Old Testament's part of that building, but thank God she ain't the foundation. Think about it. Brethren, God made him a city, folks. Yes, he did. Brethren, he put 12 foundations. There's 12 walls. Were they not? Brethren, and the names of the apostles, brethren, made up the 12 foundations. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, why wasn't it the 12 tribes of Israel? I'll say it again. They was part of the building, but thank God they were not the foundation. Why not? What did I read to you tonight? What's the first thing that I read to you tonight? The kingdom of heaven is likened to, a woman took 3 measures of meal and put it in the meal barrel. The leaven. Did she not? It said, and when she put it in there until the whole become leaven. Till the whole become leaven. Thank God when this thing started, these folks think, well, it started on the day of Pentecost. Brethren, that's when the Holy Spirit come down. But brethren, everybody wasn't present that day. No, sir. No, sir. Go to the 19th chapter of the book of Acts and read over. They run across a couple of John's disciples. Yes, sir. They said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, we ain't even heard where they be a Holy Ghost. Huh? Thank God this thing was determined little by little until it all become whole. Just like the leaven. A little leaveneth the whole lump. Does it not? Does it not? 21st chapter of the book of Revelation will show you the building. Yes, it will. And I want you to know, folks, my friend, that ain't no natural building. No way, form, or fashion. Huh? I can prove it. You say, preacher, you just lost your mind. Them walls was made up of stones. Have y'all ever read over in the book of Peter? Huh? Where he talked to them and he told the church that's over there, you know what he told them? He said, you're lively stones, thank God. Precious. Did he not? Preacher, you go burst my bubble. I can't wait to see them walls of jasper. Just look around. Just look around. The kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven. How many times does he talk about the kingdom of heaven? And it was likened to this, and it was likened unto that. Wasn't it likened unto 10 virgins? Yeah? five wise and five foolish. Well, preacher, that ain't going to work. Yeah, it will. Go and read it. Wouldn't it like unto a man that took a far journey, laid out his fields, my friend, unto the husbandman, told him to take care of it till I return. That what he told him? Take care. The kingdom of heaven is like unto. And the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that found a great pearl. Pearl of great riches. Yes, sir. And he went and bought it. Did he not? Kept it to himself. Huh? Brought it unto himself. Think about it. You say, preacher, we're going to disagree on all these things. But I got news for you. It's the kingdom of heaven. It's the kingdom of heaven. That what he's talking about. That little leaven, my friend. It's just like getting saved. Brother, you don't become an adult overnight. Believe it or not, you have to learn how to walk. Huh? Yes, sir. You have to be raised on the milk. Yes, sir. Preacher, stay out of Revelation. I don't understand it. I got news for you. You never will if you don't hear nothing about it. It's the truth. I don't expect you to believe it all. I don't expect you, my friend, to take my word for it. But, brother, study it out. See if there ain't some good in it today. It's part of God's word. I went. You won't really know the truth. And people I work with and everything else, they started them out in Revelation. They wasn't of our type. But they still, that's where they started them. They'd ask me, I, young preacher, been preaching a few months, and I'd tell them, I said, well, I don't know. Well, why don't you know? Well, I ain't read much in it. Well, why ain't you? I just ain't felt like it. I don't know. I didn't worry too much about it. But folks, I went as good as 10 years. 10 years. And then one day, Lord just said, begin. Huh? Begin. Yes, sir. Begin. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm still learning. Yes, sir. Still learning. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. You might think I've lost my mind. But I'm going to be honest with you. Genesis is the same way. These things that I, my friend, that I couldn't get a hold of for years on end. Couldn't understand why I couldn't get a hold of it. It's Genesis, my goodness. But I couldn't. You know why? It wasn't time. Crafting, it wasn't time. I'll tell you, to this day, my friend, there is a certain verse that it spunked me. Skunked me or whatever. Listen, there's some things, my friend, in this word that we need to lay hold of. There's some things. Well, preacher, I don't know how to fit all that together in the book of Revelation. Quit worrying about fitting it together. The number one thing to do is read it. Brother, let God open it up to you. And brethren, when he opens it up, it never will change. Do you know that? It never will change. I've preached for years about the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation, talking about the church. People wouldn't have it. I'd preach it, my friend. They'd go out the door and just talk about how they couldn't wait to get there. Yes, sir. 22nd chapter's just like it. Read it. Brother, the river of life flows through the church today. Yes, it does. That's 22nd chapter. You want to dandle your feet off in the river? Just get the dandling. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You want God to feed you with the 12 manner of fruit off of them trees? Thank God, get to eating's all I can tell you. Is not the table spread before us? Is it not? From the foundation of the world. From the foundation of the world. I didn't realize, I'll be honest with you, I didn't realize how many times it says, from the foundation of the world. Brethren, from the foundation of the world, he started this thing. Yes, he did. He started this thing. But brethren, it did not, I can't help it, it did not become a spiritual thing, brethren, until Jesus Christ came and paid the supreme sacrifice. I believe that. I do. I believe that. Preacher, you really believe? I really believe that. Yes, sir, I do. 400 years of silence he gave them because he had give them all he could give them. All he could say and all he could do until the fullness of time. Brethren, in the fullness of time, he sent his son. Did he not? Yes, sir. Preacher, I don't know about all them beasts and them horns and them heads. Here's wisdom. Can I read it to you one more time? The seven heads. He says, here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. Did you read that? Did you hear that? Preacher, I don't understand that. Did you know they were seven mountains around Jerusalem? That set around Jerusalem? Rome, Georgia. Right over here in Rome, Georgia. They seven mountains set around her. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen. Listen. We get caught up a lot of times in seven. Don't we? Three. Eight. Ten. Five. Four. We get hung up on these things. Mountains. Mountains and mountains. Rivers, lakes, water, my friend. We all get tore up about it. Do we not? I can show you a verse of Scripture. I might have to find it. But I can show you a verse of Scripture where the Lord sent out a flood against His own people. And that flood that He sent out after His people was the children of Syria. Oh, preacher, I'm just telling you. I'm not, this thing, we get tore up sometimes and we can't figure things out. Preacher, it's talking about water when it says water. I'm going to read you something. I've already read it to you. Listen, where this great whore, mother of harlots, the abominations of the earth, where does she sit? She sit upon many waters. That's what it says. Listen. Did he not say? And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest. Do you hear that? The waters which thou sawest, John, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Preacher, I just don't get it. I just don't understand it. Can I read it one more time? Seriously, listen. I'm not trying to be funny tonight. I'm serious. 17th chapter, the 15th verse. Now this woman in the 17th chapter, the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet colored and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of the abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Listen. This woman that was decked, this woman, brethren, that sat upon the beast, brethren, that sat upon the waters, he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. That was the waters. Sometimes, brethren, it's just as plain as the nose on our face. Sometimes he is very plain in his speech, and he's telling us that them waters was people tonight. That's how, brethren, them waters rolled. That's how them waves went. That's how all the filthiness and the abominations got carried out was through people. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They was deceived by the whore that sitteth upon the waters. Yes, they were. Yes, they were. I don't find it. I don't find it, my friend, too much of a coincidence that the 18th chapter is talking about the fall of Babylon, the mystery Babylon. You say, preacher, you said it was Jerusalem. I did. I believe if you'll search and read, you'll find that that's exactly what Jerusalem had done. Think about it. They took the salvation, brethren, of their own selves and crucified him. Did they not? Done away with him. And most of the time did not want to hear what he had to say. Most of the time. Very few. Very few. You get to talking about numbers. There's very few that followed the Lord. 12, he wound up with 70 disciples one time. The Bible says in the book of Acts that he done many infallible proofs, truths, in the midst of about 500. Now, what's 500 to the millions and millions of people that were present? Huh? Wound up with 120 in the upper room. Think about it. Think about it. I'm not talking about, my friend, how people attend today. Brethren, they didn't attend then. They didn't believe. I'm persuaded a lot of folks just don't believe from the heart. Y'all probably been better off if I hadn't said nothing. But I've give you a little bit of what I had. Now, can I say this, and you ain't going to believe me, but I'm going to say it anyway. Of what I had that I didn't know I had. Did you know that? I didn't know I had that. I had two places to read, and I come here. Two places, satisfied. Right before I got up, Lord, God's doing this and that, and I said, I don't know about all that, but the truth of it is, I don't. I don't. But folks, these things, a lot of these things were from the foundation of the world. Yes, sir? the foundation. Brethren, I'm going to tell you something, something that has a true foundation, and you better believe God's got one. Bible says, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. Does He not? And it's a what? Sure foundation. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord know them that are His. And let every man that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. It's the book, folks. I'll hush. Good to be here. I didn't read out of Zechariah. I could have had, but I didn't. Now, I hope you got something out of the message tonight. I enjoyed trying. I did.